recap the school board meeting last night. It was a long one.
Yeah, we had quite a few things. Unfortunately, we opened with a somber moment, with a moment of silence for two individuals, members of our Bobcat family, one being MHS counselor Miracle Mallory, who unexpectedly passed away last week. Miracle had been with us since 2020 as a career counselor and then a high school counselor. And then, as everyone is aware, 2014 MHS graduate Nate Howard unfortunately passed away serving his country with the Iowa Army National Guard. We turned back the clock a little bit. Immediately following that, we had three legendary junior high teachers and coaches come before the board, Mr. Lou Kearney, Mr. Charlie Smith, and Mr. Stan Wooster, who were introduced as our future ribbon cutters whenever we get to the grand opening of the Franklin Field, likely be May of 26. Each of these individuals are instrumental in developing young men and women at Miller in their roles as teachers and coaches. We were able to get our esports teams to the board to recognize them for their stellar performances at the most recent fall esports state championships. Our Rainbow Siege 6 team was state runner-up to Waukee. And then our Super Smash Bros. Ultimate team finished fourth in the state, which was a pleasant surprise. We recognized all seven of our board members for having achieved the Individual Achievement Award through the Iowa Association of School Boards, and consequently the board was given the Team Achievement Award as well for a majority of our members and the superintendent receiving their respective designations. And then we had quite a bit within the regular meeting, the high school administration and instructional coaches presented to the board. We had early graduates presented to the board. So as long as those young people successfully complete their first semester fulfillments, they will graduate mid-year. And then we also had some new course proposals that the high school put forward get approved as well. We going back to Franklin Field, Mike Martin from Boyd Jones gave a project update. There's a few loose ends that need to be finished up on the concession stand, on the bleachers, that hopefully will still yet be completed in 2025, which would leave primarily the track to finish up that project. And then as that project's coming to a close, we had Tim Turnus from Envision Architecture and Mike Martin walk the board through the phasing plan as it relates to the Reimagine Miller project that will start in March or April of 26. Before that, Austin Chatterton, local videographer, and Abby Cook, our director of communication, unveiled a really cool video on 100 years of Miller to celebrate the 100-year anniversary, which is this year. And so if people weren't able to see that last night, live stream or in person, I know they're going to be pushing out snidbits of it over the course of the next few months and then show the full viewing. But you could go back to the recording to watch it as well. So a lot of information in yesterday's meeting.
Yeah, I had we were talking off air. I had an opportunity to tour Miller on Friday. I was a judge for the hallway decorations that the middle schoolers do. They decorate the halls and the doors, and so I got to walk around and see Miller, and you can see how it's been reconfigured over the years, and things have been changed, Yeah, it's in need.
It's time.
It's time for sprucing up. I did not realize that Miller had a pool at one time.
Yes, they had a pool when I was in school.
Oh, they did.
Five-lane pool.
Yeah, they were talking about that. Right off the gymnasium, there was a pool. And I was like, oh, Okay, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, the weight, what is the weight or cardio room, you can still see how it was a swimming pool. And, yeah, we had synchronized swimming was a big activity that the girls participated in back then, and everybody swam as part of PE class back in those days.
Yeah, yeah. All right, there you go. Good to see you, as always. If I don't see you, Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.